Now let's begin with Russia. Voting is underway in the presidential election, with incumbent Vladimir Putin expected to win a historic fourth term in office. Polling stations opened in the Russian Far East in early morning hours and will close in the western Kaliningrad along the Baltic coast at 1800 GMT on Sunday. Seven other candidates are contesting Putin, with none polling more than 8%. The popular leader used the election run-up to emphasize Russia's role as a major world power. Official pollsters predict a turnout of around 65%. London-based political commentator William Spring believes that President Putin is on the right side of history. Let's take a listen.
He has improved the status of Russia in the world. What Putin has done has reinforced the image of Russia as the protector of Christians, particularly in the Arab world and in other countries too. He has intervened in a very decisive way, whereas President Trump has supported ISIS and is supporting the terrorist bands who are going around Syria, killing people and chopping people's heads off. All this is being supported by Trump and his madman McMaster, who is the security advisor. Christians in Syria, the Christian conscience of America should surely be disturbed that they have this madman running the White House who is actually on the side of ISIS. This is disgraceful. But Putin has actually showed himself to be against ISIS. One way of voting for peace, in my opinion, is to vote for Putin, because they are generally on the right side of history.